Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of the podcast. Today, we're going to discuss AI ops and the role of generative AI. ServiceNow's call to generative AI features is Now Assist. And pretty soon, you're going to see a new feature for the Now Assist for ITOM. We sat down with Ronnie Zur, who is from the ITOM Product Management Group, and Madhuri Manikonda, who is from the Digital Technologies Group. And we discussed the role of AI ops, its maturity, and the inclusion of generative AI. Listen to this new episode, and we will be bringing you more episodes around AI ops and generative AI in the future. Enjoy. So, hello, guys, by the way. How are you, Ronnie and Madhuri?
Hi, Usman. Thank you very much.
Hey, Usman, doing great. Thank you.
Awesome. So I'm going to actually start with you, Ronnie, because you've been very busy with a lot of great innovations coming in AI ops. It's been our kind of a roller coaster, and we're looking forward to a lot of new things coming up. So why don't you give us a quick update on what's up and coming in AI ops?
Sure. I'd be delighted to share some insights into the exciting developments we have now. First, you're absolutely right about the roller coaster we've experienced in the evolution of AI ops. So it's been a very exciting journey, and we're constantly pushing the boundaries of innovation to ensure we stay at the front of the industry. So one significant area of investment that I'm particularly excited about is our focus on generative AI. We recognize that in today's complex IT landscape, it's very crucial to empower the IT operators with the right tools and insights. Generative AI actually allows us to go beyond traditional reactive approaches to IT operations by proactively identifying and addressing potential issues before they escalate. So this technology enables us to predict and prevent incidents, optimize the workflows, and ultimately driving greater efficiency and reliability for our customers. In addition to that, we have some more investments in cutting-edge technology like generative AI. We're also doubling down on transforming our product to be incredibly user-friendly and accessible. You know, we understand that our customers are looking for solutions that not only deliver powerful capabilities, but also intuitive and easy to use. That's why we are streamlining the processes and enhancing the usability and providing comprehensive onboarding resources to ensure that our customers can quickly realize the value of AI ops from day one. So our goal is to empower these IT teams to harness the full potential of AI ops, whether they are second experts or just starting their journey. By combining the power of generative AI with our focus on usability, we're confident that our ServiceNow AI ops product will continue to transform and deliver even a greater outcome for our customers.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, there's a lot happening in terms of how we've been helping the both services and ops side on the business. And for everyone listening, if you don't know, Now Assist is the newest line of capabilities that we're bringing to the market to cover the generative AI features. So we brought in a bunch of features last year, and they had a very great adoption rate for service management, customer service management, and now we're bringing new features to the ops side. So that is very exciting. So let's talk a little bit about that. Dive into the Now Assist for ITOM, Ronnie, and tell us a little bit about how does that change the user experience for the ops teams?
Sure. So Now Assist for ITOM is a game changer. When it comes to enhancing the user experience for operations teams within the ServiceNow AI Ops, this feature is designed to simplify the alert management and empower users with actionable insight to streamline their workflows. One of the key ways Now Assist of ITOM for ITOM transform the user experience is through alert simplifications. We understand that in complex IT environments, receiving a flood of alerts can be overwhelming and very time-consuming to investigate. That's why we've implemented a sophisticated alert simplification mechanism that provides human-readable descriptions of alerts. Instead of cryptic error codes or technical jargon, Now Assist for ITOM presents alert in plain language, making it easier for operations team to quickly understand the nature of the issue. This is not only saves valuable time, but also reduces the likelihood of misinterpretation or confusion. But we don't stop here, right? In addition to human-readable description, Now Assist for Item also provides additional alert analysis that contains detailed technical information about the underlying issue, along with actionable suggestions for next steps of investigations. So imagine you have IT operators that are totally empowered to dive deeper into the root cause of the problem with confidence, armed with insights they need to take swift and effective actions. So by combining the alert simplifications with detailed analysis and actionable recommendations, the Now Assist for Item actually provides a revolution for operations team, operations team to interact with alerts within the ServiceNow AIOps. So it's not only streamlined the workflows, it's actually enhanced the productivity and ultimately helps the organizations to resolve issues much faster and more efficient than ever before.
That's great, because that, as you said, is a game changer. And that's right. Ability for ops teams and services teams to really start looking at the problem or proactively triaging it, getting through a lot of complex jargony information, whether those are events, logs, or whatever, that this is great. Now, I want to ask you a tough question, actually, because a lot of times when the new products or new features come in, there is an adoption cycle, and there is a cost of adopting those. There are some trade-offs. So these trade-offs and cost are not just dollars. It's also about upskilling your team. It's about letting go of certain things you do today to adopt new technologies. So what would you say the benefits for our customers are as they start to experiment with Now Assist for ITOM? What kind of value drivers they can look for?
Yeah, let's delve into the benefits that our customers can expect when they are using our new capabilities. So first and foremost, one of the standout advantages is the ability to gain value from day one. So with our streamlined onboarding processes and intuitive user interface, the operations team can quickly get up to speed with the new capabilities offered by ServiceNow AIOps. This means they can start leveraging the power of AI-driven insights and automation right away, without the need for extensive training or technical expertise. Secondly, a key benefit that the operations team should be on the lookout for is significant reduction in mean time to repair. So by leveraging advanced analytics and automation, ServiceNow AIOps helps to identify and resolve issues faster than ever before. So with this proactive alerting and intelligent prioritization and more suggestions about automatic remediations and workflows, operations team can quickly pinpoint the root cause of problems and take swift actions to resolve them. Furthermore, our new capabilities are designed to improve user efficiencies across the board by automating repetitive tasks, providing actionable insights, and streamlining the workflows. So ServiceNow AIOps empowers the operations teams to work more efficiently and effectively. This is not only frees up valuable time and resources, but also allow teams to focus on strategic initiatives that drive business value. So if we can summarize all these benefits, so the operations teams can expect to see a wide range of benefits from our new capabilities, including the ability to gain values from day one, a reduction in the MTTR, and improve user efficiencies.
That's great. Thanks for being here today. And let's shift gears a little bit. By the way, Ronnie, we're going to get you back here soon again, and we're going to see how the kind of the new features are working out. So, Ronnie, thanks, Ronnie, for being here. Madhuri, I'm going to switch it back to you now. And let's talk a little bit about what ServiceNow's digital technology team has been doing. So if we can kind of run through some of the things, what's happening in AI ops space. I know we did a webinar last year. There was a lot of kind of questions about it. So why don't we go through some of the things you've been working on in the last year?
Absolutely. And happy to be here, Usman. So generative AI, right? You know, the topic, it's a hot topic everywhere. But as a refresher, you probably remember this slide, you know, way back when we did our AI ops webinar. AI ops is a journey for us in digital technology, right? As you can see here, what we have done is in ServiceNow DT, our focus has been self-service and self-healing, with AI ops being at the heart and center of everything we do. We have built those building blocks through foundational CMDB, having that data-driven mindset. What we are doing now is we're in the hyper-automation mode with an accelerated generative AI adoption. Our AIOps products like DEX and HLA and event management, and realizing the value of system-driven resolutions and putting AI to work, like, you know, our CEO Bill says. We're in that proactive mode with the tooling and workflows that we have implemented. What's coming up next? We are moving from a proactive to a predictive mode with AIOps. And like I said, everything and anything we do in operations is done with that AI-first mindset. So things like one-click DR, one-click patching, and AI-embedded operations.
Awesome. Yeah. And, I want to say this maybe in the intro to the digital technologies team is you guys are managing the infrastructure and also the services environments for all of our 20,000 plus employees. And you guys have seen tremendous growth in terms of how you support. But one thing that I've always been surprised about is even though we had this hockey stick growth in among employees, your kind of the support ratios have just been very low. So that's a testament to that. You guys have been able to use the kind of all the intelligence there to your advantage.
Absolutely. And I think you rightly said, right? I think our growth has been phenomenal. Now, what do we do as customer zero, as a Now and Now team? I think it's important for us to make sure that we are scalable, at the same level as the company is, scaling, or if not more. So I think one of the things we do in operations here is we leverage our Now platform. And as an operations leader, I want my team to be focusing on very actionable incidents and have the system eliminate the noise for us. In this case, Now platform eliminates the noise for us and tools like event management, right? So as you can see here, we get a lot of information alerts, right? Events from the system. So this is all useful. But at the same time, you want your system to do the due diligence for you. So only complex problems that require human touch are assigned to our technicians. So on the Now platform, as you can see here with event management, we're able to eliminate the noise by over 74% to something that needs noticing. And over 82% of that is eliminated and that becomes actionable. So, at the core and center, being brilliant at basics and at the same time leveraging that Now platform's predictive AIOps and AIOps tooling and technology for making my operations team's job much, much easier.
Yeah, that's tremendous. This amount of this is one of the great use cases for our customers across the board is how they kind of funnel through all this noise of events and alerts and really down to very actionable insights and actions that your team is doing. That's tremendous. The one thing that was really interested from our customers last year when they were listening to your webinar was how are you bringing generative AI to this AI ops and event management space? Do you have any updates on how you're experimenting with that aspect?
Absolutely, Usman. Great question. So as you know, we have a few features already out there for our customers to use in the generative AI space. So being customer zero, we already have Now Assist, for ITSM incident summarization. We have ITSM chat summarization and incident resolution as well. Now, getting into the ITOM space, we are experimenting generative AI and ITOM space and see how that can get us to that truly self-healing way of, if you remember our 3-0 strategy, right? Zero outages was our way to go. So getting into that self-healing mode with generative AI is something that we are experimenting. And we will come back to you in a few months and definitely discuss a little bit more on the ITOM side of generative AI.
That's amazing. We'll look to get you back here. So with that, I would give you both of you a few seconds to say any parting thoughts for for people who are looking out in this space, AI ops, and trying to experiment with generative AI, what would you say to them very quickly? Madhuri, since you have the mic, why don't you start?
Sure. I think putting AI to work, I'm going to echo what our CEO, Bill says, right? Putting AI to work, number one. Number two is leveraging Now Platform and the generative AI features and the AI Ops product suite just helps us really drive operations in a much more efficient way. And as an operations leader, I think it is almost imminent for me that having my team focus on the most complex and strategic problems while leveraging Now Platform for the day-to-day, right? I think that's basically what I want to leave the audience with.
Awesome. Rania, how about yourself? What would you say to our listeners?
So first of all, we're just starting, right? I think the generative AI piece is going to transform completely the way not only the product, but the entire world, how we are working. And we are just started our journey of how we are going to provide all these insights and all this automation in embedded in our product. So stay tuned to everything that is coming in 2024. It's going to be very exciting.
Amazing. Yeah. So thanks for both of you to be here. I think we need another session with you to talk about what is going to be next. How customers are adopting the Now Assist for ITOM. And then for everyone listening, if you're interested to learn more about this, go reach out to your account teams, send us questions over community, and we'll be happy to help you. Thank you, everyone. Bye for now.